Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, IT operations and security teams are facing an unprecedented challenge as they try to rapidly manage the conversion to a distributed workforce. The increased number of people working from home is putting an incredible strain on remote access infrastructure, as well as the help desk and IT teams. Hackers are taking advantage of COVID-19 to ramp up phishing and other methods of spreading malware. Remote users will be accessing corporate resources and are at a much greater risk of compromise. So how can companies build a better cybersecurity posture quickly, especially since this might become the new reality? Let's find out from Daniel Chu, Director of Systems Engineering for Asia Pacific at ExtraHop. Daniel, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here, Howie. Thanks for having me.
Hope you're keeping safe where you are.
Definitely am. Hope you are too as well.
Thanks so much for asking. Also, let's talk about then the circuit breaker period, which for Singapore will end only during June. So companies now need to find ways to work together, maybe share information strategically. Why do you think that's important?
Yeah, it's definitely important, right? We're humans. We need social interactions. And so these remote mechanisms have been really helpful in getting things done, but having that social element is definitely important. What are the things that have caused a lot of concern when it comes to work from home, remote force, is the fact that there's a lot of VPN access that are being overwhelmed, as you mentioned, right? And what that happens is there's an increase in what we call the attack surface. So it's not necessarily a hole that needs to be plugged, but just a cognizant reality that there's an increased attack surface. And as with modern organizations, we need to find a way to first recognize it and then have proper systems and processes in place to react to that. And that typically comes into two forms. One of them is to be able to rapidly detect and respond to any nefarious behaviors or anomalous actions. And the second one was to have a more proactive stance. And that's what we call cyber hygiene.
Mm. And what might that look like, better cyber hygiene?
So if you think about it, it's kind of a timely analogy, right? If you exercise, right, if you eat healthy, you eat your vitamins, you sleep well, you have good hygiene, yeah, and the chances of you getting sick are less. And in cybersecurity, it's familiar. And I'll take an example of me personally. I've been helping out some government organizations recently. And we were looking at, for example, the users that were coming in through the VPNs or the remote access tunnels. These are secured tunnels that allow users from remote workforces have direct access to their corporate networks and the critical assets that resided them.
But if they're secure, Daniel, what's the issue? Mm-hmm. You also talked yeah, about VPNs earlier, where the VPN has now expanded the attack surface for hackers.
Sure.
So I'm hearing cognitive dissonance, if you will.
Definitely. So the first thing is, it's kind of well documented. There's a lot of been loosening of security postures when it comes to who's allowed to connect to these VPN, right? Mm. We've seen cases of bring your own devices, so unsecure corporate devices that are coming in, right? And this might be a laptop at home that a teenager might have downloaded a pirated copy from a malicious website. And so you don't know the health of that system, but now they have legitimate access to the corporate network. And that's what we're helping out with and what all organizations should be cognizant of. You might have legitimate access to this connectivity, but what resources are they accessing? Is it more than before? What countries are they even coming from to begin with? These are kind of the things that many cybersecurity organizations should start looking at and to ensure that there's that level of hygiene there to understand what's actually happening and coming in your front door.
Yeah, so not holes to plug, but something to do with that larger attack surface that you mentioned. How quickly can they do this, though, try and mitigate the number of attacks that they come under?
Yeah, great. So there's some what we call those basic security hygiene, right? Looking for where these users are coming from. If your business is only conducted in Singapore and you see a connection coming from another country in a different time zone, that might be suspicious in itself. Or users who normally legitimate access to certain files, we're seeing them access different directories, right? So those are some kind of low-hanging fruits for us to detect and look for different behaviors. What we have also seen here at ExtraHop is we're seeing a lot of, and sometimes these are the more savvy IT users who are kind of doing what we call shadow IT. So they're developing their own unofficial tunnels for them to access their corporate desktops and servers to make their lives easier while they work from home.
Ah,
so they're
okay.
creating these unofficial tunnels, and the part of the security hygiene is definitely to detect and mitigate some of these stuff before someone actually breaches them.
So obviously hackers would kind of know that about some human behavior, that people would want the convenience, and now I've been geographically relocated somewhere else, but to make my life easier, I'm going to do this. So a hacker could sort of follow from behind, if you will, like a ninja.
Definitely. And so if you talk about that unofficial tunnel, there's a concept of remote desktop that Microsoft Windows provides. And we're definitely seeing a huge increase. People who are opening up these services. Now, you still need to log into them with the right username and password, but this goes back to the attack surface. Now someone has the ability to try to log in a few times to try to get in.
Hmm.
So we're seeing an increase in the number of the services, as well as a sharp rise in the number of attempts to try to log in. And we're seeing that both in the media, as well as in my own personal career, looking at some of our existing customer bases.
And I would imagine if you are using an unmanaged device, your personal device maybe, that lacks the adequate protections, that would make it riskier too.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Like I go back to the example, right? If your teenager is downloading these pirated games or from these suspect or dubious websites, you can imagine what might be going on, right? And so these systems might be already compromised. They may remain dormant, but if now they have legitimate access to my corporate network and all the critical assets, be it your ERP system, your CRM, your SAP, your backend database, those are all causes for concerns. And so having that hygiene and then following that up with a detection and response model and being able to rapidly and having the processes and the technologies in place to really detect and respond to any sort of these nefarious behaviors that might be happening through your front door.
Daniel Chu is Director of Systems Engineering for Asia Pacific at ExtraHop. Daniel, how can they further expand businesses or support, rather, a plan that they've already put in place, perhaps, as the circuit breaker measures continue to, or the period continues to the 1st of June? And this is looking like maybe a new reality for us, remote working, working from home.
Yeah, definitely. And you mentioned something that I really like, which is the new reality, right? This isn't a short-term mechanism that's in place, right? COVID-19 just accelerated these things, right? But having a proper cybersecurity posture is something that should be placed as a long-term goal. And having the proper detection and response technologies and processes are definitely something that everyone should strive for. The digital defense was mentioned back in, I think, February of 2019 as one of the six pillars in the national defense framework,
yeah.
So along the military, the civil. So this is definitely something that organizations should think of as a long-term goal. To answer your question, it really comes down to how confident an organization is to rapidly expand despite all of these attack surface risks and expansions and those conservative nature of many organizations. And I think that comes down to having that visibility in your organization to have the confidence to make that. So keeping your security hygiene obviously up to scratch, as well as having those people, process, and technologies in place to, when we do expand, having the confidence to detect and respond immediately to any sort of outstanding threats that might come your way.
Who's responsible, though, for security, Daniel? At the risk of sounding belligerent, I mean, it wasn't my idea to work from home, and then if I weren't provided with a company device, I do what I can. The work still needs to get done. But I'm sure it's a two-way street, isn't it? The business and the workforce.
Oh, definitely. So the answer is security is everyone's business, right? And that's kind of cliche, but it's definitely the truth. But I'll talk at it from a cybersecurity standpoint, from an organization, as well as us as end users that are leveraging it, including myself for my employer at ExtraHop. But from a cybersecurity standpoint, it's really talking about, again, the hygiene, right? Making sure you have the proper system technologies in place for detection response and really ensuring that your employees will be the weakest link, right? All it takes is the user to download the wrong attachment, open up the wrong email, plug in the wrong USB drive to potentially be infected.
Mm.
And they could be potentially the weakest links. But as a cybersecurity organization, you have to have the right process and technologies in place to ensure that that doesn't become the only weak link, and there's opportunities for you as a cybersecurity organization to detect and respond in a rapid fashion. So that's on the cybersecurity side. On the user side, I think it goes down to the basics, right? Keeping your software up to date.
Mm.
Zoom meeting has been very popular, and I'm sure you've seen there's been many updates there on the App Store as well as the desktop to cover some of these security concerns. So keeping that up to date, getting a corporate-approved antivirus solutions on your systems is important, keeping programs up to date, And I think the last one is really having a healthy dose of skepticism and paranoia when it comes to any email or SMS or WhatsApp you receive.
Yeah.
That there's a lot more phishing attacks that you mentioned that are happening with COVID-19 as well.
Daniel Chu, Director of Systems Engineering for Asia Pacific at ExtraHop. Daniel, thanks for joining us today and stay safe, sir.
Cheers. You have a good day.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.